Lisa and Pete here for a Monday catch-up.
Another truck has ended up stuck under the old Bayswater Bridge, so we asked, where have you been stuck?
Plus, with madness in Perth, we were lucky enough to have the main man Suggs in the studio before their gigs.
Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow Funerals. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
You know, it's a fact of life, Lise. There's death, there's taxes, and there's getting stuck. As did one unfortunate truck driver yet again, the Bayswater Bridge, Kings William Subway Bridge there, claimed another victim. We just want to know.
The most popular spot in town to be stuck, even though it's well.
Kylie in Rockingham.
Right. Hi, Kylie.
Hello.
Now, what happened in Kalgoorlie?
Do you know what? My husband's driving, so I kind of got to pretend I'm not talking about him when he was driving. Because it was, we were just got engaged, and we're big four-wheel drivers, so got the big four-wheel drive, it's raised, blah, blah, blah. Found a bit of a mud hole, we were with a big group, and he decided to go in it to prove a point.
Oh, they love to prove a point, don't they?
Exactly. And kind of got in and sunk and was like, oh, bother. Couldn't open the door. So after a bit of, ooh, hello, they finally rescued us. Took a couple of cars to pull us out. And it was a crust. It wasn't a mud hole. It was a mud crust. And underneath was a lovely little water.
Oh, gee whiz. Yeah,
so,
no.
That could have even been worse.
Wasn't very impressed, but no. Hey.
You're still married him.
I know. So lucky him, hey.
Yeah. Obviously, what he lacked in the driving skills, he made up for somewhere else.
We won't go there, but thank you.
Yes, Kylie.
See you, Kylie.
Hi, Kylie. Peter and Gosnells. Where'd you get stuck?
Okay, we're having a party at my sister's house, and she lived across from a playground park. Sort of thing.
Well, it's just there, isn't it?
My friend and I thought it was a great idea to go over there and play like idiots.
It is a great idea.
Jumped on the monkey bars and decided to show off my gymnastic skills from when I was six and got my legs stuck in the monkey bars.
Oh, no.
And my friend was laughing that much she couldn't help me, and then she had to go over to the road to get some people from the party to come and help me because we were laughing too much to get out.
Yeah. And there you were, hanging upside down.
I've seen it as bad, Peter, as having to go and get the circular saw to cut the monkey bars off.
No.
Yeah.
I'm so glad it didn't get to that. They were like, we should just call the fire department. And I'm like, do not call the fire department. I will get down or I will cut my own leg off.
As long as you hadn't spilled your drink. It was okay.
Sorry?
As long as you hadn't spilled your drink, it was all right.
Yeah, well, that's it. No, I left that at the party.
Oh, good, all right. Okay.
Thanks, Peter. David in Willoughby, where'd you get stuck, mate?
How you going, guys?
Good.
Hi. How did you get your head stuck at the sea restaurant?
Well, I was about 9 years old when I was there for my great-grandma's 90th birthday.
Yes.
All my little brothers were standing up against the window and it's rotating and they're getting past the pylon, and me being about 9 years thought I could do the same, and my head got stuck.
Oh, I know.
They had to shut down the whole restaurant.
What do you mean?
Shut down the whole restaurant.
There's a couple of points where it's goes quite close to a pylon near a window.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. They had to shut down the whole restaurant. Did they have to kick everybody out? And
no, they just had to stop the whole restaurant from moving.
It just wasn't revolving for a while.
And they got me out. As you can imagine, my mother was panicking, thinking I was going to get
splattered. Yes.
Gee whiz, mate. I would have gone into the kitchen and gotten the butter.
For the 90th, though.
There was a lot of people trying to do different things. Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
See you, guys.
Madness, they're in town. But the man himself, Suggs, joins us on Lisa and Pete. Mate, we caught up with you not too long ago over the phone with a 1 or 2 second delay, so it's kind of nice to have you in the studio.
Exactly.
You have done radio as well as everything else, so you would understand about that terrible delay business and trying to...
Absolutely, yeah. In the period when Madness weren't doing very much, I did some of your work, yeah. And it's it's much better to see people face to face, that's right.
What else did you get up to while you got a bit of time up your sleeve?
I did some TV shows. And it was funny because the band had kind of been doing so much in such a short period of time, from 79 till about 84. We'd had about 15 top 10 singles, but we were all getting a bit tired and we had young families. So it kind of worked out well in the end that we had an 8-year break, and it just meant we could kind of renegotiate normal life and see our kids growing up.
Yeah.
And then in 92 we came back and we've just been sort of going ever since.
Well, to go back to the beginning for Madness, I was in high school. Everything was about, you know, Bobs and Bobber Boots and, you know, Sid Vicious, and everything was kind of, I felt always like, everyone loves Scar and all of that, but some of it was sort of a bit angry.
Yeah.
And then along came Madness because you were mad. Was that sort of your intention? Let's lighten things up a bit.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. I mean, certainly in London, you know, it was a very dark time that, you know, the kind of late 70s, early 80s, yep. You know, a lot of crazy stuff going on. Everything seemed to be very dark and in black and white. And punk had just happened, which was very exciting, you know. And it was the first time young people had really been able to make music without having to be any kind of, you know, virtuosos. And you suddenly thought, well, maybe we've got a chance, you know, but yeah, we definitely had the inclination to liven things up a bit. Yeah,
well, that you did.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, just to entertain ourselves as much as anything else.
Yeah. Well, that's what comes through. Yeah. I think if you're just entertaining yourself, I think people are usually vicariously entertained.
Well, yeah, yeah. I find it adds something to the pot if you like what you're doing.
Yeah. Seems like a good time to ask you what it was like working with Morrissey.
I mean,
Morrissey from the Smiths, there could be a bit of a bleak preconception, but the guy is a genius, is he not?
Yeah, I must say, I came to him a bit late. But yeah, I think it's easy to mistake what he did, actually. Was a lot of humour as well.
Yes.
You know? I can remember when he first appeared with Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now. And DJ's really not, you know, some of the older brigade just not getting it. You know, he said he's obviously having a laugh. You know, of course he is.
Yeah. But Russell Brand, you know, named his cat after him. I mean, he's a huge fan. It's got to be some good
satire. Yeah, well,
he
was living in Camden Town when we were still working around there, and our mate was producing him and just said he wants you to come down and sing on a couple of tracks. So we got to hang out for a little while. Hang out, even.
Yep.
No one was hanging out, that's for sure. Not when he was around.
No.
He was a very amusing bloke. You know, he's a strange character, Morrissey, but certainly had the great fortune to have hung around with him for a bit because he was funny. Yeah, he was very funny.
We've got Suggs from Madness. He's with us now. But we did leave off talking about Morrissey and the Smiths and people that you've worked with, mate. But Madness itself, they've had their fair share of members. What are we up to, 19 now?
You know, people have come and gone, but, you know, the basic structure has always been 6 or 7 of us in the middle somewhere. You know, and if they've gone off for a bit, we've replaced them briefly. But at this moment in time, there are 6 of the original 7 with a few brass players whose names I will discover as this tour goes on.
Is one your trusty manservant who comes back on the My Life Story?
He's
been there since the beginning, hasn't he?
Yeah, Dino, an old mate of mine. Yeah, he's a keyboard player who plays with a lot of bands. And as you've already mentioned, I'm doing this sort of one-man show. But Dino, yeah, I call him my loyal manservant. He's actually a keyboard player, you know. I shouldn't really be so,
well,
you know.
It's a very English term.
Well, exactly. And he doesn't mind. He gets paid. But he plays the piano with me while I'm doing my one-man show, and we sing a few songs together, yeah.
Can I ask you one more thing about, in terms of what was it like being on The Young Ones? I mean, I think the word iconic is so overused, but I think in the case of The Young Ones...
Well, it still amazes me, you know, if ever I meet an Australian in London, they more than often...
God, it was huge.
Bring up, yeah.
Oh, we loved it.
And that's partly, you know, is why I thought doing my one-man show might work here, because of that shared sense of humour. I don't think
absolutely
doing my show in America necessarily would have worked quite as well. But The Young Ones was one of the greatest programmes because at that time, you know, it was this kind of idea of alternative comedy. Up to this point, you had a lot of old geezers in bow ties, slightly misogynistic, racist, fat old geezers, you know. And suddenly this whole new bunch of kids came along making this really surreal comedy that nobody really thought was going to take off.
Yeah.
So we go, right, and just get something that they won't let us do. So they'll tell you what, we want to smash up a load of police vans while we're singing in our house. And they said, no, absolutely fine. Fine.
Our house, in the middle of our house.
Right, Neil, I am now going to insert my first nail. Now, you might feel a bit of a prick.
So what's new?
Right, here goes.
In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our street.
Fantastic.
Great memories of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So while you're here, you've got a bit of time to get around the rest of the country as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing a bit of travelling around and we've got a few days off in between most of the gigs and, you know, Australia's a
That's
big place.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Definitely. Yes. I mean, when the weather's like this as well, yeah. So we've got the whole day off tomorrow. We're down in Fremantle at the moment, but I'm intending to get down to the beach and not be eaten by a shark. But I'm only paddling. I'm paddling. That's it. That's the end of that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Suggs, pleasure, mate. Thanks for coming in.
It's been an absolute pleasure. And I've had a beer and there's no 2 second delay.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete do everything together. And by planning their goodbye together, they'll receive $300 off for the second funeral with a Perslow prepaid funeral.